Friday, May 3rd, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Today we celebrate the Feast of Saints Philip and James, Apostles. Philip was born at Bethsaida. At first a disciple of John the Baptist, he became a follower of Christ. James, a cousin of the Lord and the son of Alphaeus, ruled over the church at Jerusalem, wrote an epistle and converted many of the Jewish people to the faith. He led an austere life and suffered martyrdom in the year 62. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. In repeating the invitatory antiphon, the Lord is risen. Alleluia. And our morning prayer hymn. Let all on earth their voices raise, resounding heaven's praise, to him who gave apostles grace to run their glorious race. Of gospel truth they bore the light to brighten earthly night. May we that heavenly light impart to every mind and heart. Praise God the Father and the Son and Spirit three in one, who sent these men with holy fire all mankind to inspire. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. Lord, show us the Father, and we shall be satisfied. Alleluia. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting, my body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. Your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, Lord, show us the Father, and we shall be satisfied. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, have I been with you all this time, and still you do not know me? Philip, whoever sees me, sees my Father also. Alleluia. Daniel chapter 3. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord, praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirit and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious, and exalted above all forever. and repeating the antiphon, "Have I been with you all this time, and still you do not know me? Fill whoever sees me sees my Father also. Alleluia." And the third antiphon, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Trust in God and trust also in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. Alleluia." Psalm 149. "Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen." Repeating the antiphon, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Trust in God and trust also in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. Alleluia." And a reading is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. "You are strangers and aliens no longer. No, you are fellow citizens of the saints and members of the household of God. You form a building which rises on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. Through him the whole structure is fitted together and takes shape as a holy temple in the Lord. In him you are being built into this temple to become a dwelling place for God and the Spirit." And the responsory, "You have made them rulers over all the earth. Alleluia, alleluia. You have made them rulers over all the earth. Alleluia, alleluia. They will always remember your name, O Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You have made them rulers over all the earth. Alleluia, alleluia." And the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon, "Philip found Nathanael and said to him, 'We have found the man Moses wrote of in the law, the one of whom the prophet spoke. He is Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth.' Alleluia." Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen." Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah, "Philip found Nathanael and said to him, 'We have found the man Moses wrote of in the law, the one of whom the prophet spoke. He is Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth.' Alleluia." Enter into sessions. Beloved friends, we have inherited heaven along with the apostles. Let us give thanks to the Father for all his gifts, saying, "The company of apostles praises you, O Lord. Praise be to you, Lord, for the banquet of Christ's body and blood given us through the apostles, which refreshes us and gives us life." The company of apostles praises you, O Lord. Praise be to you, Lord, for the feast of your word prepared for us by the apostles, giving us light and joy. The company of apostles praises you, O Lord. Praise be to you, Lord, for your holy church founded on the apostles, where we are gathered together into your community. The company of apostles praises you, O Lord. Praise be to you, Lord, for the cleansing power of baptism and penance that you have entrusted to your apostles, through which we are cleansed of our sins. The company of apostles praises you, O Lord. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together, "And our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen." And our concluding prayer, let's pray. God our Father, every year you give us joy in the festival of the apostles, Philip and James. By the help of their prayers, may we share in the suffering, death, and resurrection of your only Son, and come to eternal vision of your glory. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.